heaven. You got to tear it all out.
Whoa.
The only reason we say it's not God's will to heal all is because we haven't seen all healed. But it's not what God's book says. And when it was his disciples' experience, he corrected them and said they had twisted, corrupted thinking. And that's why he wasn't healed. Well, don't think that snake isn't still whispering from that tree to live by the wisdom of man instead of the wisdom of God, who is Jesus Christ for us now. Jesus has become wisdom from God. Yeah. You getting this? Okay. We all right? Everybody okay? Because I just want to establish a couple thoughts. We're going to pray for some folks. Righteousness, by his stripes, we are healed. He says to the paralytic, son, take heart. Your sins are forgiven. There are bickering and mumbling about everything Jesus is saying. He says, why do you guys think evil in your hearts? What's easier to say, forgive your sin or get up and walk? But to show you, I have the power to forgive sin, get up and walk. What was he doing? Connecting forgiveness and healing. The proof that you're forgiven is that you're healed. Get up. In James 5, he turns it around. Is any among you sick? Let him ask for prayer. Have the elders anoint him with oil. Pray the prayer of faith. Whose faith? The elders or the sick folks? The elders. That's why he's calling on them. You got elders today holding the office of elder, which that isn't even what it means. It means spiritual believing and spiritual maturing ones. But you got people holding the office of elder that don't even believe it's the will of God to heal, so they go rhetorically with the oil because it's in there, but they miss the whole prayer of faith thing. So they say, hey, we pray for the sick. We anoint them with oil. Hello, it's not the anointing.